You are listening to a UNC Kidney Center podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Falk, the director of the UNC Kidney Center. Our goal is to help you better understand your kidney disease. The disease that we'll be discussing today is anti-glomerular basement membrane disease, or anti-GBM disease. We have a patient with us who has some questions about this disease. Welcome, Clara.
Thank you. Dr. Falk, I'm interested in learning more about anti-GBM disease.
Let's get started then.
What is anti-glomerular basement membrane disease?
Your kidney is loaded with 1 million or so filters called glomeruli. A single one of these is called a glomerulus. Blood is filtered by toxins crossing this glomerular capillary wall, and the toxins go out into the urine. The material that separates blood from urine includes a couple of different cell types, but also, most importantly, a structure that's called the glomerular basement membrane. This is a thin piece of tissue that unfortunately is the target of an autoimmune attack, an antibody that's directed against a particular portion of the glomerular basement membrane.
So is this the same thing as good pasture's disease?
That's a great question. In some individuals, this antibody to the glomerular basement membrane also attacks the basement membrane in the lung, the basement membrane that separates the air sacs, called the alveolar basement membrane. And when that basement membrane in the lung is attacked by this antibody, it leads to not only kidney disease, but also lung disease. So by convention, Goodpasture syndrome is a disease where both the lung and kidney is involved. And when only the kidney is involved, it's called anti-glomerular basement membrane disease.
So if only the kidney is involved, does that mean that you have blood in your urine?
Yes. When anti-glomerular basement membrane disease begins, it's a very aggressive disease in which blood and protein wind up in the urine and kidney function is rapidly deteriorates.
So I've heard that this disease is caused by inhaling chemicals. Is that right?
There are some reports, especially in individuals with lung disease, and the lung disease is best described as coughing up blood and coughing up a lot of blood. The lung disease may be exacerbated by a number of factors. Inhaling chemicals, especially hydrocarbons, has been associated with Goodpasture's disease. So has cigarette smoking. So has being fluid overloaded. So has infections. I don't believe, however, that any of these conditions are regular contributors to Goodpasture's disease. In fact, we really don't know why some patients get lung disease and kidney disease and some patients get kidney disease alone. But when patients do have lung disease and the lung disease has started, a number of factors can make the disease process worse.
So how do you treat this disease?
This is a very sudden, aggressive disease. As a matter of fact, Goodpasture's disease is named after a gentleman from Nashville, Tennessee, Ernie Goodpasture. And his first case is an individual, an 18-year-old, who did not fare well. As a matter of fact, his first patient died. That was in the early part of the 1900s. And fortunately, the treatment has really improved since then. Right now, the goal is to get rid of that antibody as fast as possible by removing it with something called plasmapheresis. This is a technique where your blood is removed and circulated in a machine that returns clean blood without the antibody in it. That's really an important step early in the course of disease because it gets rid of the antibody that's causing such havoc. And then one ends up using steroids, glucocorticoids like solumedrol and prednisone to decrease inflammation, and alkylating agents, strong chemotherapy drugs, cyclophosphamide or Cytoxan, that really makes the antibody go away. The good news is that if treatment is successful, it can be stopped in a matter of 3 to 6 months. It doesn't need to continue long term. For this disease, if treatment's effective, hardly ever results in a relapse.
So let's say that my kidneys don't get better and then I need a kidney transplant. Can the disease come back if I get a kidney transplant?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, the disease can come back in a transplanted kidney, and almost all centers throughout the world do not put in a new kidney if there's evidence in your blood that this antibody, the anti-glomerular basement membrane antibody, is still in your circulation. So most of us wait until that level is normal or near normal before we consider a transplant. In fact, a transplant really shouldn't be done if there is a substantial amount of this antibody still in you. The good news is, for most patients, this antibody goes away over the course of time. And if need be, it can be removed by either by drugs that help get rid of antibody production. Once the transplant goes in, though, the disease process hardly ever recurs. Do you have any other questions about anti-glomerular basement membrane disease?
The only other question I have is, can anybody else in my family catch it?
Oh, that's a great question. Anti-glomerular basement membrane disease, like most autoimmune diseases, are not transferred from one individual to another. This is not an infection. This is not a cancer.
And it's not hereditary.
Well, it may have a hereditary component. There are families of patients who have family members with other autoimmune diseases, thyroid disease or diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis. There most likely is a gene that predisposes individuals to autoimmunity, but there is no specific gene that's associated with your disease, anti-glomerular basement membrane disease, or Goodpasture syndrome.
Well, I think those are all my questions for today. I appreciate you talking with me about this.
Thank you so much for asking these wonderful questions. And we want to thank the listeners for their attention to this UNC Kidney Center podcast.